On University of the South Week, we can look to the young to help with innovation. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kelly Whitmer, Associate Professor of History, looks to history for an example.
What happens when young people play with objects or pieces of technology? Can play be used strategically to produce new knowledge about the world, the body, or the mind? These were questions that several educators pursued earnestly in the early modern past. They continue to inform current conversations about science, technology, and the special capacities and insights of young people. Social reformers interested in the power of young people often looked at it in the context of devising elaborate plans for the not-so-distant future. Since young people would one day live in this future, they were frequently at the center of this envisioning. My current research project focuses on a transitional moment in the 17th and early 18th centuries when efforts to improve society through the strategic implementation of projects went hand in hand with efforts to document the prodigious behaviors of specific children. These efforts sought to capitalize on the idea that young people have unique and potent abilities to innovate, that they can imagine new uses for old things, or even for completely new forms of technology, if only allowed to do so. It's not a coincidence, then, that contemporaries were increasingly drawn to the stories of exemplary young people with amazing abilities. They seem to offer living proof of what could be possible. I study, for example, the case of Jean-Philippe Baratier, a philosopher child turned minor celebrity, who at the age of 14 delivered lectures at the University of Halle in Germany and was known for his ability to innovate. His example signaled unending possibility, the potential that goes hand in hand with being young, including the ability to maneuver outside social conventions, norms, and expectations.
That was Kelly Whitmer of the University of the South. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.